How good thou art, O Lord! Your grace is abounding, and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. Dominion and power, now and forever, Lord God omnipotent, reigning in power, forever with power. Greater than all you are, sovereign Lord God, great God, worthy of honor and glory. We stand here in reverence, blessed with your presence, Jehovah, forever and ever, our God. God, great God, worthy of honor and glory. We stand here in reverence, blessed with your presence, Jehovah, forever and ever. God, great God, worthy of honor and glory, we stand here in reverence, blessed with your presence, Jehovah, forever and ever, our God. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Excuse me, your word, the love is truth. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father love, mine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to a thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, and having not sinned against you, I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, love, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Excuse me. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong. But let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples. Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you for the love that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord my God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. So I thank you. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, bless. Restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my friend. Excuse me, my friend, my blood brother, my High Priest. You are my bridegroom. You are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His chesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. He is driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I arise. Go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and I, and us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories who are to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because we belong to you, Father love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. So I wash us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be, just by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, the resurrection fire, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. God of hosts, and behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, strong men. All their cursed be all the plan of the enemy, all their activities, any symptoms, any attack, any virus, bacteria, germs, fungal that would harm us in any way, shape, or form. Cursed be them all, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy. Be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in each one of our lives, lands, and territories. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross and I crushed the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stafford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes, in our streets, in our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, they hit the bloodline and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on this on the earth. So by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, even plants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. None of us, this scatterbound family, shall be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. The Lord beats down before us the enemy that rises up against us. Do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee before us in seven. The Lord affirms his blessing upon us, on our bonds and on all our undertakings, blessing us in the land that the Lord our God gives us. So by the blood of the cross of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, dwelling in us, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us, and who is the fire by night and by day that surround us. Consume every attack of the enemy against us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, and keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. Thank you, Father Love, that. Thank you, Father Love, that for protecting us from any influence of the Satan, the devil, or his minion who try to exert. Thank you, Father Lord, for that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing, or pain. The old order has passed away, for my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. And he holds the keys of death and hell. So by the blood of the Lamb, on our lintels and on our doorposts, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. Though hail flattens the forest and the cities leveled completely, how blessed are we, a scatterbound family, households, and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream, and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. Therefore, in our means, in our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathens shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed, by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the land, throughout the church. But these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his ecclesia, had been called to glory. The city of heaven means that the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about. Until then, Father Love, we, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries, continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ. Our days being as this of heaven on this earth, their peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces our lives and our scatterbound family, households, and ministries are at peace, for the Lord our God has given us rest on every side unto our being caught up into glory without our seeing the grave. And with long life, the Lord our God satisfies, showing us his salvation power, the catching up of us, the church, into glory, to meet the Lord in the air, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this scatterbound family, our souls, and ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. a fast often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood. I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me. Thank you, Father Lord, that it is written. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. And thank you, Father Lord, for that. By the Spirit, I put to death the misdeeds of the body, I will live. For I remain in him and he remains in me. The Lord relieving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that I live in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried. And went to hell with him, and went to hell in him, and was raised again to life with him, the Lord my God. Praise the Lord, the Lord my God. For I am the church called to glory. The steps of I, the righteous, are ordered by the Lord, and great be are my peace and my undisturbed composure. My Lord Jesus, you are my good shepherd. You know me and I know you. I listen to your voice. You know me and I follow you. I thank you for having given me eternal life, and I shall never perish. No one can snatch me out of your hand. Your Father, who has given me to you, is greater than all. No one can snatch me out of our Father's hand. You and I and the Father are one. So lead on, Good Shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Holy Spirit in you. I breathe, my mother, my source of grace and truth. In you, I breathe, I move, and I have my being. And in you I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. Father, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. So I trust in you, Lord my God, and I entrust myself to you, the Lord who judges justly, my defender, my advocate, my doctor, my healer, my Jehovah Yireh, my El Shaddai, my recompense, my security. The Lord is here. He will not allow my feet to get caught in a trap. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, Lord, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us, unto you, Father, Lord, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Excuse me, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy and endures forever. Thank you, Father Love, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. Thank you, Father, love, as it is said, you do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, the Scatterbound family, household, and ministries shall stand before King and not before unknown men. The Lord, walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, bestowing wealth on us who love him and making our treasuries full. If a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually find its way into the hands of the righteous, for whom it was laid up. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, nor does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he can't do? The God of the impossible, Adonai, the Lord, God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. I thank you, Father, love, that Jesus, he did it before, he will do it again. Thank you, Father, Lord, that the Lord has brought us his beloved, this Scatterbound family, household and ministries, out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body, and there is none feeble among us, this Scatterbound family, household and ministries. Thank you, Father, Lord, that you have cleanse our bloods with the precious blood of Christ, for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Sozo. Thank you, Father, love, that the works of God be made manifest, be made visible in me. God, the Holy Ghost, resurrection power, is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. God, my daddy, quickening my mortal body because of his spirit, who is everlasting fire, who lives in me. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord, God of hosts. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, love, for having restored my right leg and my right foot and every part of my body that needed restoration. And once and again, I can run and dance and declare that Jesus forever declare that Jesus did it again. And we, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, will forever declare that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were lost, taken, stolen from us, and giving us a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake, and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Our day, renewing our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's, our eyes are undimmed, and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune without pain. My spouse and I and are enjoying alike, and with our children who are our heirs, we are using all of the earth's vast resources to the service of God and men, as the Lord leads us, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, our Messiah, and enjoying a life of heaven on this earth, spending our days in prosperity and our years in happiness, not being a burden to our children, because what we want is not their possessions, but them. After all, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. Unto the day of our rapture to glory into eternity, with the Lord our God, without our seeing the grave, unto we who are alive and remain, be caught up into glory, together with the dead in Christ in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. The Lord, for the Lord, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. So the Lord is just, he is our rock, in him there is no unrighteousness. So here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, Lord, reveal your glory on this earth. Reveal your glory in this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, in our kingdoms, both now and forever. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord. To your glory, God our Father, in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word spoken, faith released, and we are resting in your goodness, Father Love, expressed through your faithfulness, your ability, your willingness to bring your word to pass in our lives, your loving kindness toward us, and your being an on-time God, as it is said, not let the a wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth. In this, you are well pleased. So, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, love, we believe, we receive, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father, love, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee, and by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise that cover the earth, that heaven shakes, and your Son comes. Till then, my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ, and a well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. The Spirit of the Lord surround you, in you and surrounding you wherever you go, for you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.